Welcome. In this advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson, we'll build a dark pad from scratch and saturate it for rave lace tension and a culture shock style drum and bass edit. You'll learn a multi-stage saturation workflow using only stock Ableton devices, parallel clean and saturated chains, frequency targeted saturation that protects the sub, tempo synced filter modulation, sidechain pumping, and macro controls so the pad becomes a performable, arrangement-ready element. Lesson overview: we'll design a moody wave-eatable pad, place it inside an instrument rack with two parallel chains, clean and saturate, and apply band split, multi-stage saturation and post-sat modulation. The goal is harmonic grit, rhythmic bite, and controlled aggression while keeping low-end clarity. What you will build: a dark pad patch in wave-eatable, an instrument rack with clean and saturated parallel chains, frequency-targeted saturation that emphasizes mids and highs while protecting the sub, tempo-synced auto-filter LFO and sidechain pumping to lock the pad to the drums, a resample-ready audio take with macro controls for drive, width, and rhythm. Step-by-step walkthrough. Preparation: set your live tempo to the drum and bass range you're working in, usually 170 to 174 BPM. Create a MIDI track and name it Dark Pad. Sat: load a 4-bar MIDI clip with sustained chords appropriate to the edit. Minor sevenths or suspended intervals work well for tension. A: design the dark pad in wave-eatable. Insert wave-eatable on the MIDI track. For oscillator, choose a harmonically rich wave-eatable, like Basic Shapes Saw or a Super Saw if available. Set unison to 4 voices, detune around 0.08 and spread about 0.20 to start. Add oscillator B with a darker tone, triangle or filtered noise, and drop its level by 6 to 12 dB so it textures without masking fundamentals. Use a low-pass filter, 24 dB slope, with cutoff roughly between 300 and 700 Hz depending on your chord voicing. Add a little filter drive to begin harmonic generation. Set the amp envelope to a slow attack, around 20 to 60 milliseconds, and a long release, tuned to the tempo, somewhere between 1 and 4.5 seconds. Finally, add subtle motion, a very low-rate LFO or envelope modulating wave-eatable position or FM at roughly 0.1 to 0.6 Hz to keep the pad alive. B: create parallel routing in an instrument rack. Group wave-eatable into an instrument rack. Duplicate the chain so you have two chains and name them clean and saturate. Leave both at unity gain for now. Map the chain volume or chain selector to macro 1 and label it sat blend so you can crossfade between pristine and driven signals. C: saturation chain, multiband approach to protect the sub. On the saturate chain, insert an EQ8 first and use it in mid mode to reduce energy below about 120 Hz by 3 to 6 dB. This protects the low end from heavy distortion. Optionally, use multiband dynamics to manage low, mid, and high bands with crossovers around 120 Hz and 2 kHz. Next, add a saturator. Start with drive 4 to 8 dB. Choose a soft clip or analog clip curve for character, and enable 4x oversampling when you push the drive. Place a dynamic tube after the saturator with drive around 2 to 4 for a different harmonic flavor. Follow with light overdrive if you want extra bite, keeping its drive low and using dry slash wet to taste. If you want tiny bit crush grit, use redux sparingly with a low mix. Finish with an EQ8 to surgically cut any resonances in the 800 Hz to 2.5 kHz region and, if needed, add a gentle presence boost around 1 to 2 kHz. D: sculpt movement and rave lace tension. After the saturation chain, insert auto filter. Choose bandpass or lowpass, set resonance between about 1.0 and 1.8, and put the LFO into sync. Try a rate of 1/8 or 1/4 depending on the groove and set depth around 20 to 40% for rhythmic sweeps that lock to drums. To create pumping, add glue compressor or compressor after the auto filter and sidechain it from your drum bus or a dedicated kick send. Use a medium attack, fast release, ratio around 3 to 4 to 1. And aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on strong transients. For extra rave flavor, use beat repeat or a very short echo on a send for gated fills, automating the send, connects and transitions without affecting the main chain. E: width and stereo control. Place a utility after the final EQ and map it to a width macro. Keep the mid content strong, around 80 to 95%, and widen the high end only. Use chorus ensemble with a subtle dry slash wet or a small stereo delay with offsets between 7 and 20 milliseconds to introduce width. Consider using EQ8 in M/S mode to boost the sides in the 3 to 8 kHz range by 1 to 1.5 dB so the saturated harmonics feel wide, but mono compatible. F: Macro mapping and final polish. Map these to macros. Macro 1 sat blend. Chain volume or selector between clean and saturated. Macro 2 drive. Map saturator drive and dynamic tube drive together. Macro 3 filter LFO rate or depth. Map auto filter LFO rate or cutoff depth. Macro 4 pump. Map compressor sidechain threshold or ratio for pumping control. Macro 5 width. Map utility width and chorus mix. Send the pad to a reverb return rather than smearing it with reverb inside the rack. Use a plate-like reverb with short pre-delay, 2 to 4 seconds decay, and high-pass the return at 250 to 400 Hz. Tidy final levels and use a limiter on the pad bus only if it's peaking. G. Resampling and creative finishing. Create an audio track. Set its input to the pad track and wrecker while you tweak macros to capture evolving textures. Load resamples into simpler or sampler for chopped stabs and stutters that feed back into your arrangement. Important parameter starting points. Wave eatable unison 4. Detune 0.08. Filter cutoff 300 to 700 Hz. Saturator drive 4 to 8 dB. Soft clip. Oversample X4. Dynamic tube drive 2 to 4. Auto filter LFO sync 1/8. Depth 30 to 40%. Compressor sidechain reduction 2 to 5 dB. Common mistakes to avoid. Don't oversaturate the sub. High pass or reduce sub content feeding the saturator. Always enable oversampling when pushing drive hard to avoid aliasing. Avoid one-stage heavy saturation. Layer small stages for richer tone. Don't widen everything before saturation. Widen after and keep low and centered. Don't put heavy reverb before saturation. Use a return and EQ the reverb. Be careful with extreme resonance and synced filter rates. They can fatigue the ear. Pro tips. Use band split routing. Keep sub clean. Send mid and highs to saturation chains. Blend clean and saturated chains with a macro for instant /B and performance use. Toggle over sampling only for final renders to save CPU while designing. Small wavy-able position or FM motion prevents static tones under heavy saturation. Try pre-filter light saturation and heavier post-filter saturation for complex character. Automate sat blend across arrangements for build and release dynamics. Sync auto filter LFO to the groove and slightly offset LFO phase left and right for a natural stereo wobble. Map macros to hardware knobs for live performance control. Mini practice exercise. Build the pad and a 2-chain rack with sat blend and drive macros. Set auto filter LFO to 1/8 and map LFO depth to a third macro and compressor threshold to a fourth. Over a 4-bar clip. Automate. Bar 1. Sat blend 20%. Drive 1 to 2 dB. LFO depth 10%. Pump off. Bar 2. Sat blend 40%. Drive 3 to 4 dB. LFO depth 20%. Pump slight. Bar 3. Sat blend 70%. Drive 6 to 8 dB. LFO depth 40 to 50%. Pump active with about 2 to 4 dB gain reduction. Bar 4. Add a quick stutter on ascend to echo at 1/16 and slam sat blend to 100% for dramatic effect. Record a resampled pass of that performance and compare dry versus saturated versions. Tweak macro response curves for musical feel. Recap, you created a dark wave-eatable pad, placed it in a parallel instrument rack, applied frequency-targeted multi-stage saturation protecting the sub, added tempo-synced auto-filter LFO and sidechain compression for rhythmic tension, and mapped macros for expressive control. Use band splitting, oversampling, and careful post-sat EQ to preserve low-end clarity, while adding the aggressive, rave-ready edge suited to culture shock-style drum and bass. Practice thin automation exercise, to internalize the macro-driven workflow and make the pad a dynamic, tension-building element in your mix. End.